For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Praise God. Well, let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you give us ears to hear and hearts to understand your word. And we thank you, Lord, and we exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So tonight we're looking at, we are people of power with God. Isn't that wonderful? That we are people of power with God. So we have the very power and anointing of God himself moving in our born again spirits. And through our faith in God, we are world overcomers, the Bible tells us. And we have been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places. And glory to God, we are people of power with him, and we'll see that tonight. So let's have a look. Let's start by looking in Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. So Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Glory to God. So Jesus, he shows us here that all power is given to him in heaven and in earth. So we can see that he is the source of all power in heaven and in earth. Glory to God. And Jesus has taken back the devil's authority over the earth, and he has given it to us. So he's given that authority to us, that power. He's delegated his power and authority to his church. Glory to God. And he expects us to operate in this great power that he's given us. So dominating the storms of life and with faith-filled words, the words of God, and speaking to mountains, he tells us to do that with the power and authority given to us by Jesus. So isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. And he's given us the ability to be able to do it. Glory to God. So let's have a look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, and we'll look at verse 7. So 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, and we can see that Jesus has secured our power and authority. We'll have a look at 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Glory to God. So that's what he's given to us. So he hasn't given us fear. He's given us power and of love and of a sound mind. So Jesus has secured all power by going to the cross, dying for us, and defeating Satan in hell. So after securing that power and authority, he freely gave it over to those who believe on him. Praise God. That's us. That's us, his people, his church. So he's given us his power, so we have it. And with that power, we can preach the gospel, we can witness to people, we can let our light shine before men. That's what he wants us to do. We can cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So the Lord, he's working in us and he's working with us to do his will. And he's given us the power to do it. Praise God. Power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what we have. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Mark 16, verses 15 to 20. So Mark 16, starting at verse 15, and we'll go to verse 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. So as Christians, we have the power and the authority that the Lord has given us to preach the gospel, to every creature. And if we see in verse 17, we see that signs follow the believer. These are powerful signs. In the name of Jesus, we can cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover, the word says. So we as believers have the power and authority to do these things. He has given us the power to do it with boldness and with the ability to preach to others. That's wonderful, isn't it? So we have the Holy Ghost and we have the Word of God backing us when we do it. We have the power backing us when we do it. Glory to God. He hasn't left us alone. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So he's given us the power and he wants us to activate it in our lives. Glory to God. Let's have a look now at 1 Peter. And we'll have a look and see how God sees us. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. So 1 Peter 2:9. So 1 Peter 2:9 says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. So we are a chosen generation. This is how God sees us, a royal priesthood and a peculiar people. Glory to God, we're kings and priests. So he's called us to stand out from the rest of the world as living proof of his power and great love. Praise the Lord. So that's how he sees us, of great power. So the Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus. That's what the Bible says. We're overcomers. We're not under. We're not under the situation. We're not defeated. We're in a position of power. Position of power. And he wants us to show it forth. He wants us to show it forth. So we're people of power with God, and he gives us the ability to be able to conquer any situation. Any situation. Praise God. That's so wonderful, isn't it? That's right. We're above only and not beneath. So let's have a look at Philippians 2, verses 7 to 11. So Philippians 2, verses 7 to 11 says, "But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Praise the Lord. So Jesus was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And we see in verse 9 that God has highly exalted Jesus. And his name is above every name. His name is above every name. So the name of Jesus contains all the power of God, and we have his name to use. So the name that's above every name, glory to God. So all the works of the devil are under our feet.
That's right. Thank you.
The powerful name of Jesus is available to every believer. And we have the right to use it. Glory to God. So he wants us to use it. He wants us to use it. We have the power to use it. So let's have a look in Acts 3, and we'll have a look at an example. Acts 3, verses 1 to 8. And we'll have a look at an example with Peter and John. So Acts 3, verses 1 to 8 says, "And now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Isn't that a wonderful miracle? Glory to God. So here we can see the example of Peter using the name of Jesus in the healing of this lame man. So Peter used the name of Jesus, and this man received his healing. Glory to God. And he'd been lame since birth. What a miracle. So Jesus has called and empowered his people to minister the blessing to others. And in his name, we have the authority over death, sickness, lack, and as we've seen, to cast out devils, and that can be out of our finances, out of our workplace, out of our lives. Glory to God. And he's promised to be with us as we do it. He's backing us. Glory to God. As we've seen in this example, that he's given us the power. He's given us the power to do it. And we can see miracles happen when we do it. We're people of power with him. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful example. Let's have a look at Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6. So Ephesians 2 verses 4 to 6 says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So as believers, we're part of his body, and we are seated with Jesus in that highly exalted place of authority. That's where we are. And God has put all things under his feet and made him head over the church, which is his body. So we are seated together with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So this means that we have been given the same power and authority in him. Glory to God. So evil spirits must bow the knee to the name of Jesus, as we've seen. Glory to God. So that's the way the Lord sees us. And that's where we are positioned in him. Glory to God. So we're people of power. People of power, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, together with him. Glory to God. What a wonderful thing. Let's have a look at Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Glory to God. So the Bible tells us that we are bold people, and we're compared to a lion. Compared to a lion. So God's people, the righteous, are bold as a lion. Praise God. And we know lions, they're very powerful, and they're very strong, and they're very brave, and they possess courage and confidence. So the Lord's using this animal to describe his people. Glory to God. So he doesn't want fear to hold us back. He wants us to operate in the power and the authority that he's given to us. So he's given us spiritual weapons to do this, to act boldly on the word in every situation. So that's what he wants us to do. Glory to God. Let's have a look at 1 Peter 5. So we have the authority to stand against the devil. So 1 Peter 5 verses 8 to 9. So 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." So God has given us the supernatural power and ability to overcome any situation or storm in life. So he wants us to be sober, and he wants us to be vigilant and understand that we have an adversary, the devil. And the Lord has given us the power and ability in him to resist the devil in every area. Praise God. And the devil's walking around seeking whom he may devour, but he's not devouring everybody. So we have to resist him. And we saw the example, we know the example of Jesus in the wilderness in Matthew 4. He's the word of God to resist the devil. So he's given us weapons that are not carnal, but are mighty through God, and pull down strongholds. They pull down strongholds. So we have the power to resist the devil, and he will flee. But we're commanded to resist him, steadfast in the faith. So we are people of power. We're people of power in him. And we have the power and authority to stand against the devil. Praise God. And we'll see him flee. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Luke 10, verses 17 to 19. And we'll have a look at this example. Luke 10, verses 17 to 19 says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So that's what the Lord Jesus has told us. He's given us power over all the power of the enemy. He's defeated the devil, and we have the authority over the devil. So we need to see ourselves the way God sees us. Strong and powerful in Him. Strong and powerful in Him. So we need to put the power to work in our lives. So we need to be full of the Word, full of the Holy Ghost, and take authority over the devil and put the devil in his place, which is under our feet.
Yes, amen.
Under our feet.
That's right.
Glory to God. So he's given us the power and he's given us the authority to do it. Let's have a look in Luke 4. We'll have a look in Luke 4. And we have the power of God's word. So we'll have a look in Luke 4, 31 and 32. So Luke 4, verses 31 and 32. So this is Jesus. And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. So the Lord Jesus, his word was with power. With power. God is all powerful, and his word is all powerful. So his word is eternal, it's sovereign, and it cannot be changed. It's settled in heaven, the Bible tells us. So every word of God, it's filled with faith and power and life. The word never changes. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. And it will work for us as it did for Jesus, with the same power when we speak it. So God's word does not return to him void. The word says it accomplishes his will and prospers in the thing that where he sent it. So we need to be filling our hearts with the word of God, filling our hearts with the word of God and speaking it boldly and acting on it, being a doer of the word of God, being a doer of the word and putting it into practice. Glory to God. And we'll have a look at an example on that if we go to Joshua 1 and we'll look at verses 8 and 9. So this is a real key for us. Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. Says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. That's a good one to write down and put on the fridge, that one. So the Lord shows us how to live a powerful and a prosperous and successful life. Glory to God. So it comes from being established in the Word of God. Hearing and obeying the Word consistently, that it becomes part of us, and it guides our actions, and it's who we are. Praise God. And everything we need to live a powerful life is in Him. It's in the Word. It's in the Word of God. So it must be in our mouth. We must be meditating on it day and night. And we must be doers of the Word. Glory to God, willing and obedient. And it will guarantee you good success. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. And we'll have a look finally in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, and we'll have a look at verses 1 and 2. So Deuteronomy 28, and we'll have a look at verses 1 and 2, and it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And we'll also have a look at verses 12 and 13. It says, "And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." So God's people are powerful and bold and prosperous, and we can see that. Glory to God, that's a blessing. So he wants his people at the top all of the time. So we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. That's where he wants us to be. So Jesus paid the price to break the curse for us. And he wants us to be a powerful witness to the world that God blesses his people.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
So God's power lives and works in us. We've seen that. And he's given it to us. So we need to daily feed our spirit, build up our faith, and speak the word. Control the thought life, which we read about in Joshua, and be praying in the Holy Ghost and building ourselves up. Glory to God. So we are in a position of power, and we're people of power in him. So that's a wonderful thing. Glory to God. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you for your word, your holy written word, Lord, which is so precious to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we are people of power in you. Lord, continue to help us and teach us, Lord, your ways, and help us to grow in knowledge and understanding in these areas, Lord. We love you, and we bless you, and we exalt you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.